Lanterns Aura presents Aslantha, Episode 37, The Dancing Pirate.
Spider still behind us?
Yup, help me block the door.
Rowan, Turgeon, Hope is with the door? Where are they?
That is the least of our problems right now.
Lilith?
Tick, stop. We can't do this here.
What is this place?
What? Weren't invited to a lot of parties? House wasn't big enough for a ballroom?
For the record, no. I wasn't invited to parties.
Really? I am totally surprised.
You said not the problem right now. What I mean is this house. The layout of it doesn't make any sense.
Of course it doesn't. It's a weird house.
And of course it just had to get weirder.
There's ghosts here now? The giant spider wasn't enough?
They're dancing.
Good, because I don't think we could fight a couple dozen ghosts while keeping this door closed.
It's the perfect place to hide.
There's no place to hide, it's a giant room!
We hide among the ghosts.
I don't like where this is going.
We're gonna have to dance.
Fine, but just letting you know, I haven't formally danced in a while.
Same here.
I think it's working.
You're not a bad dancer.
What? What?
I said you're not a bad dancer. Hate to admit it, but this plan would definitely not work with Rowan. Or Turgeon, I guess.
Is this like a setup to a joke?
It's a compliment. I'm not sarcastic all the time.
Could have fooled me. Fine, thank you. No need for that look. You're not too bad yourself.
They're leaving?
And so is our cover! Run!
I think there's a door there.
You will not get away from me again.
Of course it talks. I should just expect this with you guys.
If it can talk, it can be reasoned with.
Now, Tick, hold on a second.
Oh, I'm very sorry. We seem to have gotten ourselves a little bit lost.
Lost?
Yes, we're here for our appointment with Dracul.
Dracul doesn't take appointments. sense.
Of course he does. Because we have one.
Tick, what are you doing?
Well, I...
Dracul will be very mad at me if I let you through and you don't have an appointment. It's not worth the risk.
It's not a risk at all.
What do you mean?
If we have an appointment, which we do, then Dracul would be very mad at you if you ate us.
I suppose.
But if we don't have an appointment, then I'm sure Dracul will have you eat us anyway, right?
Yes, that's right.
You just need to tell us where he is. He doesn't even need to know that you were involved.
Yes. This will keep Dracul happy. It is about the time that he takes his dinner. So he should be in the dining room.
And that would be...
Down this hallway. Second door on the right, through the art gallery. Down another hallway to the end. There are some very grand doors before the dining room.
Figures.
Thank you, spider.
Hope to see you again soon.
Yeah. Why are you staring at me like that?
Well, to be honest, I thought I was the talker of the group. It's not fair if you're good at fighting and talking.
My parents are con artists. It would be a disgrace if I wasn't at least a little bit good at talking.
They are?
Yes, they are. You can fight and talk well too.
Not really. My spells don't do what I want half the time. I have what elves called unstable magic.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't have noticed if you didn't tell me. Not that I really think it matters.
Of course it matters. I could hurt someone.
You've thought about this a lot.
Yeah.
Has this happened before?
Not on this quest.
Then I wouldn't worry about it too much. From what I've seen, you have enough control to hurt or defend what you want. I don't think you'll mix them up.
Thank you.
Tick! Ondina!
Glad to see you two are all right.
You're squishing me a bit, Rowan.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, thank the gods Lilith was with you. We had to run away from the spider, and there was some ghost dancing in a big hall room.
There was a ghost where we were, too.
She was nice.
Well, we know where Dracul is now.
You do? How?
The spider told us.
I hate the fact that I'm supposed to be used to this.
Well, where is he?
He's in the dining room.
And how do we get there?
The spider gave us directions. It said down the hall, second door on the right, and through the art gallery.
When the spider said art gallery, I was expecting...
more art.
Well, different kinds of art. Statues, pottery, paintings, yeah, but more.
These paintings are in an order. They're telling a story.
It's a story of war. This guy right here looks like the leader. He's telling the others to poison the drinking water. Look. So now the enemies downstream can't drink from this river.
But there's a village there, too.
This leader is poisoning his own people's water, along with the enemy.
Here, he's telling his subordinate to burn medical tents.
You can see the people inside. Orcs, elves, dwarves, and... monsters.
He's... burning his own people, just to get at the enemy.
And the paintings don't get any better.
These are horrific. I guess this is like a spooky evil castle, but Why would you want a series of paintings depicting Qorgon doing absolutely horrendous things in war?
That's not Qorgon.
What?
It's not Qorgon, look. The last painting shows the leader standing victorious in front of the tower. Humans, elves, and dwarves stand around him. These are all paintings of Orion.
Eslintha is a podcast created by Lantern Zora. Today's episode was written by Karma and directed by Carter Lyon. It was edited by Carter Lyon and Karma. Today's episode was produced by Carter Lyon, Karma, Matthew Laycock, and Sean McGarry. It's performed by Carter Lyon, Karma, Matthew Laycock, Sean McGarry, Anya Aldred, and Hannah Hopkins. The Eslintha theme song was written by Andrew Bianchi. To comment on episodes, make donations, view merchandise and social links, visit lanternzora.com. Visit us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at lanternzora. For early access to future episodes and bonus behind-the-scenes content, check out our Patreon. To contact us, email us at lanternzora@gmail.com. Episode 38 will be airing Friday, June 23rd at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for listening.